The Third Brand.
Audio.
Previously on the Lost Tales of Adventuring, Kevo returned from wandering around Highfront with an over-the-top jump through a window in Megaliades' home. Displeased with the lizard man's entrance to his home, Megaliades immediately looks further angered with our friends, but continues to look for an artifact of protection against the evil horde. Kevo and Skylar try to help Megaliades find this artifact, while Livy looks around the home and steals a magical pair of brass knuckles from the wizard's home. Once finding the artifact, they all quickly leave the wizard's home and make their way to the front of Highfront. After looking around the front, they walk outside the city to confront an old enemy in Bortok the Possessed Goatman. While Livy works her way up to the catwalk inside the city, when confronting the possessed madman, our friends learn he has come for the spirit well, still attached to Skylar's arm. Bortok, enraged by antagonizing jabs from Kevo and being unable to penetrate the magical wall, brings forward old comrades in Smithy Ware's, Crandon the Necromancer, and Smithy's orc bodyguard, and then begins threatening their lives. As the confrontation continues out front, Olivia sees another old friend, Flizzardo, shuffling around suspiciously as he makes his way to the same catwalk she stands on. Livy confronts the Netherworld specialist, who attacks her and then runs toward an unusual statue on the catwalk. As backup, Skylar blasts Flizzard with the glacier rod, amputating his wand arm and leaving the wizard crippled. Panicked and determined, Flizzard continues towards the statue when Livy leaps into the air, attempting to stop him. Can Livy save the day? Will the Horde make it through the barrier? We'll find out right now on another episode of The Lost Tales of Adventuring. Livy lives. You are mid-air, floating down off of your big jump, and you're coming down right towards Flizzard. Skylar, looking up at her, you can see it. Kevo, you're running towards them as she's coming down. And just as he reaches the statue, Livy collapses on top of Flizzard, dropping him down and onto the edge. And Lizzy...
You want to try that again?
No. Nope.
That's what you rolled.
Flizzard, Fliz and Livs. I'm sorry.
Have another beer.
Go
DM.
Let's.
God damn it.
Let's, you know, recuperate right. And try again.
Livy.
Yeah.
Livy, you land right on top of Flizzard.
Can you just say my name one more time for good measure?
No.
Lizzie, you've landed on top of.
Damn.
You've landed right on top of him. You've got his arm pressed down on the ground, and he appears to start struggling, and he's on top of you. Kevo, you're going to be there in just a couple seconds. Livy, what do you do?
I pull my arm back with my knuckles, and I show him, I'm like, you know what this is?
Oh, with the knucks on?
Mm-hmm.
He's face down, so he can't necessarily see.
Well, then I turn his head.
Donkey punch.
Oh.
I grab the back of his head, and I turn it to the side and show him my knuckles. Do you know what these are?
Let me go! Let
Look
me go!
At them.
Let me go!
Look at these!
No, let me go!
Punch. What do my knuckles do again?
I knew it!
God damn it.
Well, I can't remember. I just remember the pinky.
You have one that poisons orcs and trolls, one that kills animals, and one that gives you extra strength.
So it's just three?
Yep. Even though there's four knuckles, yeah, there's three.
Flizzardo's an elf.
No.
He's a wizard.
A wizard.
I thought he was...
No, he's a Hispanic elf. I mean, a Hispanic man.
Oh, I thought for whatever he was like...
No, he made deals with the elves, but he's not an elf.
All right. Okay, never mind.
Yeah. So, Livy, you're on top of him, got your knucks out, and he's looking up at you with his evil eyes, and you've got him held down, and he's missing his arm. He appears to be in extreme pain, but he's
good.
Doing everything to try and get up and do whatever with this statue on the edge of the edge of the wall.
Tell me what you're trying to do or I'll break your jaw.
No, I will tell you nothing. I'll tell you nothing.
Then I would assume you're trying to do something really bad and against what we're doing.
Livy, in trying to do something with him. Okay, Livy had a good save. He tries to roll out from underneath you, but you're able to still press him down with his one arm. Kevo, you're now up on both of them, and you can do something.
Would I be in a position to, like pounce? I know Olivia's kind of on him.
Yeah, she's on his back.
All right. Is there enough room for me to get like in between them and the statue?
No, he's literally right below it.
If I were to knock them off of the wall to the ground, how far of a fall is
50
that?
50 feet.
Rip his legs off, dude.
Wow.
Are his legs exposed?
Yep.
Give him the brutality, you know?
All right, I'm going to grab him by the legs, and I'm not going to try and rip his legs off, but I'm going to try and yank him, like pull him away from the stat. I mean, I'm, you know.
With me on top of him?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, boy.
I stay on top.
That's what she said.
Kevo, not even knowing your own strength, you rip Flizzardo back, and as you do this, tumble Livy forward, and she goes off the edge and starts tumbling down towards the scaffolding.
Oh, fuck. I grab onto whatever.
All right, Livy with a save. Livy with no save. Livy! trying to grab for the edge of this on the wall. You miss it and go tumbling down about 10 feet and you land on top of the scaffolding and you go off the edge. But you're just able to grab the edge and hold off from falling another 40 feet.
Kevin, what the fuck? Warn me! Warn me next time!
Sorry! Skylar, you can see Livy hanging off the edge there and you're about, let's say, 50 yards away from her, but you're still down on the ground.
I attempt to make an ice staircase.
Thank you. I was worried you weren't going to try and help
me. I was going to try
and make a pile of snow for you to land in, but you didn't fall all the way.
But Skylar, blasting up, and you start to form a large staircase, and you recognize it taking tons of energy out of the glacier rod. Yeah. You're able to form it all the way up to the top, but only a couple steps, and then it's a slide past like four steps. And you finish forming it underneath you. Livy, you can feel it just barely touching the bottom of your feet, dangling off the edge. You could come down on top of it.
Just let go. You'll be all right.
Are you sure?
No.
Oh, God.
But maybe.
Okay.
Just let go.
Okay. And then I...
Just let go, Jack.
I wiggle my feet a little bit to see if I can try and touch it first.
Livy, you are able to touch the top of the staircase that Skylar has made for you.
Okay. Then I try to really lightly... fall on it.
With your boots, they do lightly bring you down to the top of the steps, and you're now standing there, and you see three or four steps just beneath you, and then a slide that'll bring you down.
I used
to the
all
ground.
That, and you could have just jumpy boot floated down.
I didn't know.
God, I hate
me.
You so much.
I didn't. Me?
Yeah.
I didn't know it would float me.
No, if she falls like that, it doesn't work like that. She has to actively be using her boots.
I didn't know I could float like that.
Yeah. She didn't know she could float like that.
I only know I can go up.
I shake my head. I don't know.
Damn it.
I was already doing it, but the listeners didn't know.
All right, Kevel, you're on top of Flizzard, who's still struggling around, hitting you with his one arm that he's got left, and you see him bloodshot eyes in a panicked mode, flipping out. And over the wall, you see the red flashes of attack still happening on the shield outside. Throw him off of the edge. We will take him. You hear Megalides yell up at you.
Oh, okay.
I was going to ask if he, like, what's he doing? Fuck. Yeah.
All right, that's fine. I will throw Flizzardo off the edge towards Mega Double Ds.
All right. Kevo, easily throwing Flizzard over the edge. You see him tumble down, and he misses the scaffolding, dropping 50 feet all the way to the ground. Oh, and as he slams into the ground... you see the bicep that was frozen shatter into pieces of bloody, bloody mess, and he lands on the ground, and he does not appear to be conscious any longer.
I yell down to him, have a nice trip.
See you next fall?
No. Have a nice trip.
Okay, just trip. That's fine.
That's what he does. All right. Livy lets out a soft chuckle.
How far is his body from where I'm at?
He's about 20 yards in front of you.
I rush over as quickly as I can to him.
All right.
Just real quick, just for note. After I toss him, I'm going to kind of turn my attention back to outside in the horde. I want to just
you see,
scope and see what's going on.
You see what they were constructing in front. It has a large face to the front of it, and it looks like it's a giant battering ram that can actually swing backwards and forwards, and it looks like it would hit something practical, but they have not begun using it.
Like a gate, maybe?
Like a drawbridge, perhaps?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know.
So I get up. Do I get up to Flizzard?
You have made it up to Flizzard's unconscious body, And a paladin also meets you there, and he presses his knee on the back of his neck, pushing him to the ground.
I put the rod on my back, however I hold it there.
All right.
And I pull the dagger out of my belt loop or pocket, whatever it was.
Shit.
I have the dagger out, and I have it like in my hand, like ready to stab down, and I turn back and look at Megaleides. And I'm like, do you want me to fucking kill him?
No, we must question him. What is he doing?
Well, what's that statue?
This is one of the three that constructs the barrier.
Yeah, he was going to take the barrier down. That's what he was going to do. He's in cahoots with Killiki.
But we can't kill him. We must know what he is doing.
Yeah, fuck. All right, fine. Damn it. And I get up.
All right. As Skylar relinquishes him away, Kevo, you're up on top, still staring out. You see the battering ram on the edge, and you see paladins and gnomes that have made their way up to the edge of the wall here, and you see them getting prepped and battle ready for whatever is about to go down. But the shield barrier is still up at this point. It does not appear as though Flizzard succeeded in whatever he was going to do. At this point, the paladin holding Flizzard down starts slapping Flizzard on the face. And Skylar, you recognize this, but it doesn't appear though Flizzard's coming too.
I just turned. Did Megaleides come over there with me, or?
Yeah, he's there with you, next to you. He stopped you from.
Okay, yeah. Well, because I just turned back. I didn't know if he ran over there.
We must find out what is going on.
You said there's three statues. Three statues bring down the barrier.
Yeah.
You have to activate all three to take the barrier down.
Well, you would have to destroy all three.
Okay. Well, where's the other two? They must be guarded.
Megaleides looking up. He goes, "If you look over there," and he points to the opposite side of the wall, several hundred yards away. There's one there, and there's one in the middle. They construct this barrier that protects Hyfront from all magical entry.
So I could see the first one he pointed at, but not the second necessarily.
The middle one appears to be protected by like another wall around it.
Okay,
so you can't see that one. But you can see the one far at length on the opposite
side. And
does
it appear that anybody's over there trying to fuck with it?
At this point, you don't see anything particularly, but you do see some paladins up there.
It's got to be guarded. No one can be trusted. Killiki could be brainwashing these guys, man. If Flizzard is a high wizard in league with you guys, and he's willing to just say fuck it and destroy this thing and let him in here, anybody could be at risk. Anybody!
Saying all this, Megaleides heeds your warning, and he looks down at him, and he looks over at the paladin, and he says, "Restrain him. We must question him right now."
Why do you want to restrain me? I don't get what that I do.
No.
Yeah, I know.
You're not talking about you, Skylar.
I know, but I was just being stupid. Jeez, and he ruined my joke. Jesus.
You are a stupid fool, not you.
There you go. Yeah. There, now you played to it.
No, it's ruined.
Livy. Looking down at all this stuff, you've slid down the icy slide, and you've come down to the bottom, and you're near Skylar and this group around Flizzard on the ground.
Where's the wand that...
It went over the wall on the other side. So it's probably in the moat, if anything.
Oh, okay.
Get your scuba gear. Dude, she's giving me these looks today. I don't like it.
Giving the evil Livy.
I don't have evil.
So Livy, you've slid down and you're looking upon all of this craziness with bleeding shouldered out Flizzardo, and you see the paladin holding down on the back of his neck looks up and he's
we should cut off the bleeding, my lord.
And could you bring his arm back? Would you do that for him?
I would not. I do not know what his purpose was.
Yeah, all right.
But I'm not bringing your arm back. There are other things more urgent.
Oh, God.
Okay.
Can you at least give him that? I mean, look what we did. We stopped him from...
It is not an easy procedure to bring back someone's
appendage. No, it's fine. It's fine. I'll just be over here. And I just kind of mosey away.
I tried to help Skylar. I'm sorry.
From the top of the castle, the gate's up, right?
It is up, yes.
I'm going to leap down towards the outside side.
Outside into the moat?
I mean, past the moat. I mean, if I have to go in the moat first, then that's fine, but yeah.
It's a 50-foot drop. It's going to hurt you to do
that. How far would you say from the outside of the wall to the barrier? The moat's inside the barrier, correct?
Yes.
So how far from the outside of the wall to the edge of the barrier?
50 yards.
Okay.
Yeah, and then the statues of different wizards and whatnots and where you buried your shit is just outside of the barrier. It looks like the barrier may even be held together with those statues. They may actually serve some kind of purpose to hold it together.
Makes sense.
Mm-hmm. All right, I mean, if I jump into the moat, will I take damage then?
Perhaps or? Would not be as bad, but it's a 50-foot drop. It's not going to feel good.
That's fine. I'm going to go down.
You are a lizard, right, man. Why don't you just climb down the wall like with your lizard legs?
It didn't work so good when he tried.
The first time.
Oh.
So I'm just going to jump and try and
I must not have been listening.
Damage as possible. I think you went to the bathroom.
could have been.
Yeah. So jump.
Jumping into the moat. All right.
Yeah. Whatever's going to cause the least amount of damage and kind of get me moving.
All right, Kevel, with a gingerly step over the edge, you drop yourself down and you splash into the moat. You go underwater, and it appears as though the moat is fairly deep, at least 12 feet deep, and you touch the bottom, and it's mushy and lots of gush down there.
I do that cool thing like when you're a kid in the pool and you rocket ship up.
All right. Kevo rocket ships back up out of the water, bursting out, and he starts spurting water around. And you peer out as through the corner of your eye, you see Bortok motionless, staring directly at you.
I climb out of the moat and start walking towards Bortok.
Kevo successfully has made his way out of the moat and is now slowly walking towards him. Cut into Skylar. Flizzard's starting to come to. Livy, you see him moving around, and you see him in extreme pain, gritting his teeth and looking up at everyone with bloodshot eyes, and he looks as though he's been pretty defeated but still filled with anger.
Where exactly does his arm stop? Because he said it shattered up to the shoulder.
Literally gone all the way up to the shoulder. He has no
tourniquet or anything?
There is nothing there but a flat edge that's bleeding.
I take the rod and I just kind of like touch it to it, and I just want to like freeze that, frostbite it up, freeze the blood, you know.
All right, easy enough. Skylar, touching the rod to the edge of his bloodied nub, you freeze it over and you see him gritting his teeth harder and staring up directly at you.
You're lucky you're not dead, asshole.
You will all be dead soon.
I don't think so. I think it's you.
Jess, you will all be dead. Jess. Jess.
And guess what? I'm not sick anymore, bitch.
should be.
And then I poke him in the eye with the stick, with the rod.
Jesus.
Like I don't super jab him, but I just like poke him in the eye.
Skylar, three stooges stabbed to the eye, pokes him, and you hear a little bloop, and then he goes, no, I don't like that.
God, I should have let him die.
I know, you kept like talking to him, like, fucking kill this asshole already.
Looking up at you, you see Megaleades make his way
to kill
the
people,
front.
Skylar. It's not how we got in this problem to begin with.
He starts looking at me and goes, you've a replacement for him, Zal. We trusted you. What are you doing trying to destroy the shield barrier?
Another replacement?
Yeah, last episode, mental note. He told you about how Flizzard was a replacement for the original.
Oh, that's right. For some reason, I was thinking Crandon was the replacement.
No.
Well, Crandon, he was a replacement,
Crandon's
too.
The main necromancy guy.
Yeah.
But Flizzard was a replacement another wizard named Himzal.
Yep, okay. Yeah, gotcha.
Of which you guys don't know much about. And he looks down at him, and Megaleades looking at him, questioning him, Flizzard's looking up and still filled with spite and hatred. He's going,
Himzal was, he was a fool, and your friends next to you helped me kill him.
And he's looking at Skylar.
The Tilly Baba?
You fool, you bought into that story, didn't you?
And he peers right at Skylar and Olivia's face. You
helped me. You helped me do it.
You tricked us.
You know, you wanted him to die.
You conniving little shit.
No, you said he fucked animals and shit.
Oh, is that what he did? Yes.
That's what you said. Yes.
Kevo, peering off, still up top, still outside. You're looking, and you're now right here with Bortok, staring him in the face, and you see the red of his eyes pulsating with anger, and you see the black tar blood peering out from the little portions of his body, and the black aura peering out, the black aura pouring out of his body.
Am I close enough where we'd be able to have a conversation?
Yes.
Nice army you got here, man. What do you got, like 3,000 people?
Looking at you, he just creases his eyes shut. It doesn't look like he's engaging you, ready to engage you in conversation.
Huh. Okay, we got off on a really bad foot. I mean, you brought me here. I figured we could have a chat. You don't want to chat, old friend?
I want what is owed.
The well? The spirit well?
That's exactly what I want.
Oh yeah, that's inside. You want me to get it for you? Should I go pick it out? I can bring it out.
Recognizing you being sarcastic and fucking with him, flings his arms down and he does more shadow boxing into the air with anger. And he goes over towards Crandon and he places his sword against his throat and he goes, "Do you want your friend to die?"
I look to the left and to the right, and I go, "I don't. My friends are inside. What are you talking about?"
"No, you are the wretched one. I gave you shelter when no one else would."
"Mm-hmm. Yeah, you did.
Why? And you left my home in ruins."
"Well, you kind of did lock us out of the castle, Crandon."
I did no such thing."
"Yeah, you and Gash, you guys kind of did a number on us when we tried to get in."
You slept in my home."
"I don't sleep."
Crandon, flabbergasted that you won't help him at all, is just looking around. He goes,
"You can't let him kill me."
"Why?"
"Because I'm the only one who can get you back. I'm the only one who can bring your body back."
"Yeah, that's a pretty good point. So Bortok, if you let him go, come on, let's make a deal. If you just let him go, you can kill the short one. You can kill the guy with the beard. What's it going to take?"
At this point, Smithy looks up, arms chained in front of him, and he says,
"What do you want? I can bring your body back. Yes, I can bring your body back."
"Shh." "The adults are talking, Smithy." "Bortok, what's it going to take for me to bring Crandon here?"
"Bring me the spirit well, and the wizard is yours."
"Just the wizard?"
"That is... What else do you want?"
"Well, I don't know. That just doesn't seem like a fair deal. I mean, you came here and you wanted the spirit well, and you're negotiating with just one wizard? Like, you're not really negotiating from a point of power."
"I have delivered you. I could crush you all."
I look around and go, "Huh. Okay. Well, yeah, I mean, I guess."
As you say that and do that, you see him pull his sword away from Crandon's neck and slam it into the barrier wall, and you see it ping off and slide into the ground and plant itself into the dirt, and he's more impotent rage just trying to unleash it, and it slams into the dirt in the ground.
More fist boxing.
I'm going to go and get semi-close, I guess, and sit crisscross applesauce in front of him. And then just put my chin in my arms and...
All right. He looks down at you, face shaking in anger. Cut back inside. Skylar and Livy, you have Megaleades still questioning Flizzard, who's look up at you with a smug satisfaction that you helped him infiltrate the League of Wizards further by killing what he called the Tearly Bobber.
"We didn't know."
"How was I supposed to know? I'm not from here. I'm from Earth.
You killed him, Sam."
"No, actually, he was actually kind of already dead because he was in the Netherworld.
That's when Skylar got sick."
"See, you banished him to an eternity of limbo?
No, Flizzard told us to do that.
He was already in the Netherworld. Flizzard had already had him in the Netherworld and was already battling him.
So where's Simsal now?
I don't know.
He's gone.
What do you mean gone?
I'm pretty sure he's dead now.
And Flizzard looking up at Megalides says,
Your friend is gone and you let me in. How does it feel, Grand Wizard? How does it feel?
Flizzard just letting out this weird, like, evil rage.
I give a stomp to his face.
All right.
Like, I don't want to, like, crush his skull, but, like, a swift kick.
With a healthy face stomp, you see blood squirt out of his nose, and you see one of his eyes bloodshot as if a blood vessel has burst in it. And he lets a gasp out to the side, spitting out blood and a tooth.
You fucking tricked us, you piece of shit. I'm gonna fuck you up.
Oh, is that what you do? I don't think so. Go ahead, kick me again. See if it stops what's about to come.
And you see him raise up his good arm, and he tries to grab at the paladin and his weapon, and you have the opportunity to do something.
I still got the dagger in my hand. Mm-hmm. So... Where's the paladin in relation to me?
You're like right there in same proximity.
But is he like?
He's got his knee on the back of his neck, holding Flizzard down.
Okay.
And Flizzard at this point has reached his good one arm back to try and grab at a dagger on the waist of the paladin.
I go to stab the dagger into Flizzard's shoulder.
Oh, Jesus Christ!
I'd like to roll to stab the paladin.
Yeah, I will stab the paladin in the leg.
Kill him first before Flizzard came.
Oddly enough.
Oh, no.
Skylar, coming up to Guam, you trip and lose your footing.
Oh,
and you plant the dagger into the thigh of the paladin, who then releases Flizzard up off of the ground.
Oh, my God.
Flivvy,
you see this happen, and Flizzard is somewhat free now, and you can do something before he gets to his feet.
And I stopped his bleeding?
Yeah.
Fucking Jesus.
I still have my knuckles on.
Yes, you do.
I want to use the pinky one.
Extra, and extra strength?
Extra strength. And I go and punch Flizzard in the dick.
Oh! She's going to explode his dick, y'all.
His dick's going bop.
Damn!
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Oh, she got a 20. Tell me she got a 20.
Oh, boy. Livy, cocking back your arm with the brass knuckles.
Pun intended.
I chose it on purpose.
Yeah, that was good.
You launch it forward. Skylar, looking off in disbelief as you've just accidentally stabbed him, see Livy's arm moving faster than you've ever seen a human move before, plows into, and you actually see something squirt out of the back of him after she hits the front part of his crotch. You see it blast out, and you see Flizzard drop down to his knees, and he crumples to the ground, leaking different fluids out from his crotch area.
But that's not good.
Whatever happened, it was pretty bad.
Yeah.
You turned his dick into a front hole.
Yeah. God, Jesus.
Oh, wow.
Oh.
Jesus.
I go and shake my hand off to get, just in case I got anything on me.
At this point, you see Flizzard drop into unconsciousness, probably shock from the pain, and you see the leaking continuing from the front. And even with a dagger in his thigh, the paladin looks up at Olivia with fear, with crippling fear, and he starts to scooch away further from Olivia.
I thought he was going to have love in his eyes, you know? All the paladins like her.
This one's afraid of Olivia. Yeah.
I look him up and down and say, you should get your leg checked out.
I'm so sorry. Should I pull that out of your leg? I didn't mean to do it. I was trying to stop him.
How could you do that? You made the woman explode his genitals.
I didn't want to. I wanted to stop. He was trying to reach for your weapon. I wanted to stop him. And I tripped. And there was my shoelace.
You see... You see the paladin pull the dagger running, out of his thigh, and he drops it on the ground, and you see him press it onto his arm.
I didn't hit the femoral artery, did I? Are you going to live?
I don't know. Someone help. And you see two gnomes running. I'll help you. Get his thigh gone off. And they start working to get his material off of his leg. And Flizzard is on the ground, completely unconscious. Kevil!
I pick my dagger back up.
Oh, yeah. You get your bloody dagger back. Kevil, cutting out. You are still crisscross applesauce.
Yep.
Pretty much meditating, just soaking in all this white-hot hate that Bortok has had, just pacing back and forth. You see other beings and creatures along the edge of the barrier just kind of slapping it with their weapons, and you see little shocks and jolts, and nothing is penetrating the shield.
So are we? We're just gonna sit out here all day? What are we doing?
You're going to die.
Yeah, you keep saying that. Can we either move it along? I mean, I'll fight you. You want to come in?
Peering off at you, you see him raise an eyebrow, and he looks. Come outside.
Yeah, that's clever. No.
Come on, everyone, step back.
And you see him gesture the people behind him to make a pretty decent little semicircle outside of the barrier, leaving a good, let's say, 20 yards in every direction. And he reaches out to you and he puts his arms out, or his one arm and his sword arm, because his arm's missing,
right,
out towards you. And he looks at you and says,
come at me.
Ooh, this looks fun. And I go, well, as enjoyable as it would be to kick the shit out of you again, I don't think I can in good conscience until you let my friend Crandon here come inside.
Peering over at Crandon, he bring the spirit well, and the wizard's yours.
So you don't want me to kick your ass?
I don't understand. Come outside. Let's see you pack up all of your mouth.
Yeah, no, I'd love to, but I mean, you know, it's give and take. It's a little tit and tat. Quid pro quo, friend.
So come outside and get your wizard friend yourself.
Bring him up front.
Peering off to the side, Crandon is probably about 10 feet away from the shield barrier wall, on his knees next to Smithy, both with the dark, energied handcuffs around their wrists.
Is anybody near them?
Yeah.
Are they by themselves?
No, there's lots of people all around them.
Send him up. Bring him forward.
Walking over to Smithy, he lifts Smithy up off of his feet and brings him up to you at the wall. And you see the look of fear and something. You have not seen Smithy this afraid before.
Do we know the barrier, as far as we're aware, can like nothing come in? Because it wasn't up when we got here, right?
As far as you know, no. But you remember Gareth Braunschweiger.
Right.
You remember him letting you in. You were allowed to come in after providing your tithing, and then he let you in somehow.
So I don't know the magic to get in.
Seems like it, yeah.
Oh, yeah, I don't want the short one.
No, please. I can get you your body back.
Nah, I don't really like you.
But why? I've done...
No, just stop.
It's in the past. It's in the past.
Don't embarrass yourself. Come on, Smithy. You know, this is what we do, friend.
You could help me. You have the power.
I disregard Smithy, and I go. So I mean, are you? Can you let Crandon go? Just let him go.
Just come outside and get him.
Well, see, the problem is, if I come outside, I can't get back in. So after I kick your ass, I'm gonna have to kill your entire army too. And that's just. I'm just going to be tired. I don't really want to get that tired.
Cutting away from the argument, we go back inside. Skylar and Livy, you're still standing over as Megaleades is looking at what you've done to Flizzardo's crotch. And Megaleades looks at both of you and says, so what happened to Himzal? What did he tell you? What did you do? Where did you go?
We were in Puntong.
You had the Netherworld sickness, yes? I killed it for you.
Yeah, and oh, dude, I'm so grateful for that. Like, you have no idea.
I'm really thankful for that, too.
Thank you. I think everybody loves you for that, in fact.
It was really annoying.
This was nothing. This Flizzard should have been able to do it, but it appears as though now he was never your ally.
Never.
If you let me, I'll kill him.
Me too.
We require his information.
Yeah, no, I get that. I'm saying, like, after we get the information, like, if you want him, like, I could, you know, I'll do it.
If we are able to acquire the information we need, then yeah, you could finish the job.
Okay.
What's your friend deal. With my brass knuckles?
Well, when I was looking for my earrings, I saw these. And then, you know...
I'd just like to have my brass knuckles back, please.
Are you sure? You saw what I was able to do with them, yeah?
Yeah, I could have done this too, yeah.
Yeah, but can I please?
Just give him back the knuckles. You took them without asking.
But you guys got a weapon. How come I can't
give
have
me
one?
I didn't get anything.
These are not yours. You've stolen them from my home.
I was just borrowing them.
Okay, so give them back now that you've done borrowing.
I saw everyone else had a weapon.
Just stop and give it to him.
This is not a negotiation you will win. These are mine, yes. Give them back.
Okay, just, you know, don't slap me in here.
Slap me?
Here.
No, this is not necessary.
Just put your hand down, please.
No, this is not necessary. Please, just give them back.
Okay, here.
You give them back?
Yeah.
All right. As he extends his hand, he takes the brass knucks from you.
I was just trying to help.
And then he slaps you with his left hand. not violent, but just a... This would teach you not to cross Megalodis.
I was going to return it. I'm sorry. I won't do it again.
It's okay. You just need to know your place. Now go earn me some monies.
back to your corners.
This is all happening. You start to see one of the gnomes working on Flizzard, and you start to see the gnome doing different things to his crotch and his empty arm socket, and you see him working him over.
So when we got up with Flizzard and we went and did the Netherworld and all that, that was in Sonorius? Was it in Puntong? Where were we when we went into the Netherworld?
Puntong.
It was in the city of Puntong when we did all that.
On the edge of the desert, yeah.
Okay, because that's what I started to say to Megalodes before we got into the give me my brass knuckles back.
Oh, I got you.
Because he was like, tell me what happened.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
So what did you do? I don't understand. How did you talk you into killing the High Wizard?
No, see, we were in Puntong, and the elves needed our help, and the Flizzard was helping the elves, you see, and then somehow the elves were, like, they were all cannibalized, right? And they were all crazy, but we broke that. We broke that. They became normal again after we fought Bortok outside.
The curse was lifted?
Yes.
On the desert of
Well,
how did you do this?
Still a desert. Well, we fought Bortok, and there was this red blast. There was this giant red blast.
So, it must have been Crandon's castle all along. Crandon's castle was what drove the elves crazy.
Oh,
and you destroyed his castle.
That's right. The leader of the elves. Eldas. Eldas told us that when the
really
castle
good.
Came, it turned into a desert.
As you say the name Eldas,
really good memory.
You see Flizzard flicker his eyes open, and he looks up at you, and she goes, and looks down at Flizzard, and goes,
and he'll be back.
Eldas is coming back?
That's what he looked up at you to say.
You don't know the deal I made in Puntan. They will be back, and they will kill all of you.
Well, the elves. I turned to Megalodes. The elves were here. The everybody from Puntan, Homer, and the elves. They came this
only
way.
Only some, not all.
Well, I don't know who came and didn't come. We got separated.
Fair enough.
We were kicked out of the caravan.
Livy, you see Flizzard flickering his eyes open, and he looks up at you with anger, but also weird fear, and you no longer have your necks on you. And he's looking at you, and you see him lift up his robes to show you what's left of his crotch. You see what looks like a firecracker that's gone off on a Polish sausage and a couple plums.
Jesus Christ. Oh, boy.
You see blood and different liquids leaking out from the middle of his crotch, and he looks at you and goes, "Look what you have done. Look! Look at it!"
I don't want to. I don't want to look at it. It's really gross.
This is what you leave in your wake. What? I will watch you die.
Well, it kind of looks like you deserved it, don't you think?
I agree.
How dare you! How dare you!
Shut up! No one wants to listen to you talk unless you're telling us the secrets of what the fuck is going on. So just shut up. And shut up.
As he does this, you see the little gnome that's working on him place something to his neck. And you see Flizzard jump back up to his feet. And you see him plant his feet and bend his knees. And it looks like he's about to jump. You have the opportunity to do something. Skylar and Livy. Oh, fuck. This gnome that was on the side appears to be doing something, and it brought him back to be able to make a jump.
Did it appear that the gnome did something to help him intentionally?
Yes.
So maybe the gnome's in also in cahoots?
You could make that assumption.
I drop the dagger that I'm holding in my hand.
All right.
And I go for one of the throwing knives in my bandolier. And I go to throw it right in Flizzard's thigh because he said he's going to jump.
Yeah, yeah. He's down crouched. And Livy, what do you do? Because you both can do something.
I don't fucking have anything.
You don't have your... You got... Oh, you fell. Yeah, so you got no arrows. I guess you could throw your bow at
him. I'm not throwing my bow.
Hit him with it.
Fucking flying kick. Van Damme.
Yeah, you got your jumpy boots.
Yeah, you're right.
What if you like?
If
well,
you
I,
want
I don't
want
to
hold until he jumps and then jump or something
oh,
else.
Oh, you could jump after
you
him
can.
After he goes, maybe.
That's up to you.
What if you went to do like a drop kick, but then like used your jumpy boots instead of to jump? Like you just jumped normally and then went to like drop kick him, but then used your boots like
to
as you hit him.
Up. Yeah, you could
like
do
as
that.
You hit him, so it'd like
super drop kick
the shit out of him. But that's my idea, not your idea. So you can't use that.
Sounded really exciting.
It sounded amazing,
like
actually.
You
could save that for later.
Do I have to go first?
Well, he already is going to do the knife throw, but now
you're both
simultaneously doing something.
Where did you aim your knife?
I went for his leg. I should have just killed him.
He went.
Sorry about your information, but, you know.
I think you got most of what you needed.
Yeah.
You
learned out he was a piece of shit.
Just like all wizards.
Megalady has been pretty good so far.
You know him for what, 1.5 episodes?
Yeah.
Livy, what you doing?
He's aiming for the legs. I go and like lunge to grab him, like in a headlock.
Wrap him up.
So you try to jump at him in headlock?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Let's see what happens here. 2 and a 1.
Oof.
And then he rolls. Fuck. An 18. Okay.
So Livy's getting hit with a throwing knife.
Yeah.
I'm pretty shit end of a stick this.
Let me get fucked.
Skylar, in throwing your knife, you miss Flizzard, and it clangs off the back part of the scaffolding, and you hit something in the scaffolding that collapses most of the scaffolding in that area.
I didn't throw it with my left hand.
You cut it, and it fucks shit up. And it collapses part of it, and it no longer appears
to be
stable.
Was there a bunch of people up there still?
Not on that scaffolding, no.
Okay.
Because they're on the overhang, not the scaffolding. And then Livy, doing your jump out and kick, you completely miss him and plow into the scaffolding, bringing the scaffolding down on top of you. Tons of wood and rope and different materials start collapsing down on Olivia as she's fighting her, or not fighting anymore. She just collapsed.
Thanks.
And everything started coming down on her. And you see Flizzard jump up into the air. And Megaleades goes, "No, we must stop him! Stop him!" And as Megaleades yells this, you see a couple paladins up on the edge of the wall start running towards where Flizzard has jumped. And you see him get to the statue, and you see him start taking it apart, and he shoves it over the edge, and it goes over into the moat. As he does this, Kevo, staring at Bortok, you see him flinch up to the where Flizzard is at, and then he looks down at you, eyes glowing, and he walks behind him and grabs one of his underlings and pushes him towards the shield barrier. He is able to push the body through the shield barrier, but there's severe burns to him, and then this little underling collapses to the ground, making it through the shield barrier, but with some damage to him, and he's now right in front of you.
My eyes kind of go wide, and I look back towards the wall. Do I see Flizzardo obviously up there doing something?
Yeah, you see him taking out that one of the three statues that you know about, and he's now doing whatever he's doing, but you are cut back to the person coming through the shield barrier.
I don't remember if I stood back up. So I'm going to stand up.
No more crisscross applesauce?
No more crisscross applesauce. Is the dude stumbling through the wall, I'm assuming, because he's all burned up?
Yeah, and he's hurt pretty bad. You see the clothing all burned up, and he has... It's like somebody gave him a quick flamethrower. There's no more on fire or anything, but he got burned pretty bad. But now he's getting back up to his feet. He's a normal-sized person.
I'm swinging the mace right at his head.
All right. Kevo, baseball bat swinging, plow into the side of this hood, and you see the left side of the hood explode open with bits and pieces of bone and viscera splattering it all over onto the ground and into the air. And you look out at Bortok, who appears to be reaching out for more underlings to shove through the shield barrier.
So I'm gonna pull the mace kind of out of the dude's head. I'm assuming he's dead.
There's nothing to pull it out of. You vaporized his face.
I'm gonna go. Well, it seems like my friend's fucked up again. I should probably go help him out. I'll probably see you in about 5-10 minutes.
You're going to die.
Okay, catch you later. And I'm going to turn around and head back towards the castle.
And as you do this, you see him directing underlings to push themselves through the barrier. Turning around, you see that the drawbridge is up.
That's fine-ish, I suppose.
You recognize that the drawbridge and the wood it is made out of, maybe could climb up that a lot more than the smooth walls.
Yeah, that's what I was kind of gunning for there.
All
right. As I'm running back towards the wall, that's right. I'll just try and climb it.
The drawbridge?
The drawbridge, yeah.
Okay. Kevo makes his way over to the drawbridge. Livy and Skylar, Livy, you're starting to try and pull yourself out of this big pile of wood and wreckage, and you're hurting a little bit. You've got some bloody spots on you. You don't appear to be crippled, but you're hurt. Skylar, you see Livy just barely able to reach an arm out of this shrapnel and other bullshit.
Yeah, but I'm still standing there with Megaleades and those two gnomes.
Yep.
And the paladin.
Yeah, and the gnome that helped Flizzard has now run away.
I was going to stab that motherfucker.
Mm-hmm. You see him skittering away in the fast speediness that the gnomes can do.
And what about the second gnome?
The other gnome was not helping Flizzard. He was just like a medic.
I grab him by like his shirt collar and like, you know, with my one hand. Can I pick him up with one hand?
What are you doing?
You could. He's small.
I pick him up.
What are you doing? I didn't do anything.
What the fuck is your problem?
It's not me.
You sons of bitches. I should fucking kill you.
Go get him. I didn't do anything. I'm not
that fast.
I just wanted to help. I'm trying to help people.
You bring him to me and I'll fucking kill him.
What's going on? Please
and
tell me to help
drop
me.
Him. I drop
Make
him.
Make him this, please.
I let him go.
You drop him?
Well, I was like, go get that motherfucker so I can kill him. And I let him, and I dropped him.
Oh, to go fetch him?
Yeah, like, because he's like, go get him. I'm like, I'm not that fast.
I don't even know that guy.
And then he just runs away from you.
Ah!
not towards the other dome that ran away.
I just yell like, like I just
fucking gnomes.
That gnome that ran away ran towards and around other paladins or out towards the middle in the drawbridge. As you see that gnome running away, he's running back towards the opposite side of the wall where the second...
I just caught that and I turned to Megalides right away and I even grab him by the shirt and I say, "The statues! Send paladins to guard the statues!"
All right, and as you do that, you see Kevo peek his head up over the wall where the drawbridge is. Kevo has made it back up. Kevo, you peer down, and you see Skylar grabbing Megalides and Olivia still in a pile of rubble because nobody has helped her at all.
Yep. Where's Flizzardo at? Is he still dismantling
He's
the
still
thing?
Over by the other statue that he tore down, and he appears to be dropping back down to his ass.
Do I have eyesight on him?
Who?
Flizzardo.
Yes.
How far away is he?
From where you're at, about 100 yards down the edge of this.
All right.
You're a fast lizard man.
No, I was going to do something cool, but not anymore.
happens.
Yeah. So I'm up over the, I'm like at the crest of the bridge, or am I over it?
You are just up at the top of the wall at the top of the bridge. So you can peek up and over and you see everything and you see the edge where different paladins with arrows. And you see paladins now firing arrows over the edge at different underlings that are being pushed through the wall. And you see an actual large troll come through the wall as well. It's about 10 feet tall. And you see people coming through it now.
All right. So I'm going to go up over the wall and try and make my way to help out Olivia.
Okay.
Thank you.
As you're doing that, you see Skylar with his hands on Megalidia. What are you doing? This? Of course I will! Paladins, to me! And you see Megalidia's tear away from Skylar and start running towards the middle statue, not the far, long-away statue.
The gnome went that way. He's going to the other statue.
And he will get there before any of us can!
There's gotta be a way... Ah, and I just yell again.
All right. Kevo, you are now up above the wall area where Livy is underneath quite a bit of wood and debris on the scaffolding that collapsed on top of her.
You said I'm up on the wall?
Yep.
At this point now, how close am I to Flizzardo and the statue?
Making your way over, the statue's gone. It's just Flizzard right. down on his ass, legs hanging over the edge. And
well, okay, sorry. Let me ask you. Does Flizzardo look like he is still in any position to do anything?
Nope.
Or is he... All right.
It appears as though whatever he was doing, he's done, and now he's...
So whatever angel dust he just did...
Cashed out.
All right, that's fine. So I'm going to jump down and
bull
start
strength.
to try and unbury Olivia.
Libby lives? Okay.
Yeah.
Kevo... You make your way down the wall off of another scaffolding and make your way over to Livs, who has just an arm pierced out from the wood and debris, and you're able to start clearing it away, and you see Livy's face all dirty and covered in filth.
I pull it out. You okay? Olivia! Olivia!
I want to blame Skylar, but I know partially this is my fault, too.
Can you breathe? Do you need mouth to mouth?
No! No, I don't! No, I'm... Achoo!
Was that a sneeze?
Yeah.
It's good RP right there.
Yeah, I'm good.
It's solid RP.
I'm good. It hurts.
Are you okay?
I think I'm okay.
Livy, you do feel just an aching pain all over your body, but nothing crippling or extreme sharpshooting pain. Just overall soreness and bruising.
Oh, fuck. This feels like leg day, but all over my body.
Skylar, you overhear that as Kevo helps her out. She looks like she could still use a little bit of help.
I disregard.
Megalides has charged up towards the middle, and you see several paladins and Megalides making their way up to the middle statue of where's there. You can no longer see the gnome that worked his way and jammed out over towards the other statue. You're not able to see him.
I head with Megalides. I'm sticking close.
And Kevo, you're finally able to free Olivia of all of the wreckage on top of her. And Olivia, it looks as though your bow is broken.
Oh, no.
Bummer.
Dude, come on. That's all I had. And then I had to give the knuckles back. Kevo, I had these knuckles. They were so fun. You should have seen it. I blasted Flizzard's dick into, like, I can't even sentence right now. My bow.
You touched his dick?
Kinda. But his dick is gone now.
What did you do to it?
It's exploded.
Kevo, looking up at Flizzard hanging legs off the edge, you see liquids trickling down from his crotch area, blood and whatever else kind of liquids, and he no longer appears to be moving.
Make a mental note, I guess. I don't know.
Fair enough.
Check his pockets, bro.
No, I don't care.
I know, that's my gig. You're good. That's my
gig. So I kind of just look at Olivia and like, are you going to be okay? Can you get up?
Can you help me up?
Yeah, I guess.
I reach my hand up and I'm like wiggling my fingers like, please, come on.
I grab her by the arm and help her.
All right. Livy, helped up to your feet now. You see your bow crumple and fall apart into three pieces and it drops to the ground. Bowstring, no longer usable. Bow piece in pieces and it appears to be broken for good.
I pick up the three pieces off the ground, the important pieces, and I try to take a couple steps, just slowly.
Just dealing with this.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
It's not your fault. It's not your fault.
It's not my fault.
It's not.
Not this time.
Skylar, you've now made it up to the top of the scaffolding in the middle, and you see the enclosure around the middle statue giving the shield barrier its power. Megaliades starts signaling other paladins to guard off to the side, and he sends one running towards the other statue.
Okay, so assuming the other statue gets destroyed, what does that mean in terms of the barrier? And then also, what is protecting this statue now?
Looking up, you see the statue in an enclosure that can only be accessed through the top. It doesn't appear as though anything from the front or any angles. It's inside of like a cylinder protecting it.
Nothing magical?
No magical, just practical outside, you know.
Well, that was poor planning.
Cylinder protecting it. And as you're looking it over, you see the protection around it.
Okay, so then what about, I was asking Megaliades about the other statue. Assuming that statue gets broken, what does that mean in terms of the barrier?
If the other statue falls, we would be operating at one-third the power. They could make it through with only minor inconvenience.
Okay, so they could just walk through, and magic can go through.
They would still be hurt. They would be hurt, but they would not be paralyzed.
I see. And so just so you know, this, and I hold my arm up, this is the fucking spirit well. This is what they want. It's a weapon.
Yeah, Crandon could explain this to us.
Crandon created it. Agonic.
Yeah.
Agonic created the cube of Zionic. These two things go hand in hand, and it's a very powerful weapon.
This is not things I was privy to. This is things created after they left the League of Wizards. I do not know.
I attempt to explain what I know of the two items and the fact that the druids also have the cube.
All right. Kind of going over that, Megaliades takes all that information in and appears to be processing it. And he says, we cannot
let them breach the walls of Highfront and they cannot get this weapon.
No, I agree. Yes, definitely.
With this power, they could bring all three of the Unholy Trinity from the underworld.
That would be bad.
Yeah!
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 Uh-huh!
Yeah!
Yeah!
Cutting away from Skylar's discussion with Megaliades, Kevo, and you are both looking around, and you see paladins kind of rushing around. You see different gnomes scurrying around. Things are still battle ready, and you see them putting braces up against the drawbridge in case they try to plow through it with the battering ram that you saw before.
Did I overhear, or did I witness, or what's my knowledge of the gnome that woke Flizzardo up and then took off towards the other barrier?
You know nothing of him.
All right,
you were outside.
I just don't know if I overheard when you were grabbing Megalides.
You did not overhear that. You just saw it.
All right. Okay. All right. So knowing that we're going to be having people come up to the door, I'm going to jump or climb or whatever, get back up to the catwalk, to the ledge.
Okay, up to the catwalk.
Yeah,
okay,
I want to try and be able to look down so I have angle.
Maneuvering over back to another still standing scaffolding, you're able to start working your way back up. Livy, you see a skittering Kevo work his way back up, and you have no weapons about you at this time. All you have is your necklace and your jumpy boot.
And I can barely move.
Looking around at paladins, you see other weapons that they're carrying, but no loose weapons anywhere else.
Are there any wizards near me?
At this time, there are no wizards around you, no. Mm. It's just paladins and gnomes.
Okay.
I'll give you a second to think about it. Question.
Thanks.
I think we asked before if Thaddeus actually ever came to High Front, because he was on the way to High Front with the elf on the back of the horse.
Nobody has confirmed that.
Nobody's confirmed if he ever came or didn't come.
Livy
or...
talked to a paladin who said that he hasn't been by.
So he hasn't, as far as we know, he just hasn't been there. He was on his way, but he never came. Bypassed.
Never know. Don't know.
Okay.
So where I was before, up on the wall, there's no people up there.
There's just very sparse paladins with bows and arrows.
Okay.
And you, looking up, see them still firing arrows outside of the wall.
Okay. I don't know what I'm supposed to
do. I gave you all that time to think about it.
I know. I know.
Get with it, woman.
I'm trying. I'm just trying to consider the fact that I can barely, move that much.
So she can't move?
I can move.
Okay.
I'm just really sore and banged up.
Standing there, a little gnome runs up and says, can't do some recovery? And he holds up a little vial of green liquid to you.
Yes, I do.
Okay, I just need you to touch here. And he points to his dick.
Fucking Christ, fucking gnomes.
Hey, he's giving her a crutch. She has to sacrifice.
Punch him in the dick.
She doesn't have brass knuckles anymore.
Doesn't matter. He's a gnome. His dick will explode still.
He did say touch. He didn't say how hard.
This is the proposition given to you.
Are you fucking serious?
I'm sorry. This is gnome. I have nothing to do.
Sometimes you got to play the hand you're dealt. You know? Look at me. One arm Willy over here.
So what's it going to be? I've got other people who will touch it.
Handing out ultimatums. You want leg day or you want to fucking walk freely? What do you want? Choose now.
Why is it green?
It's health. It can bring you back. For the low price of touching right here.
Goddamn no!
He points both fingers to his dick that time. That's all you gotta do.
Well, I'm just a little curious because all the other health potions have been red here.
Well,
why is it green? Tell me.
It'll make you feel real good.
In what way? Is it going to heal me?
It's going to make you not sore and hurt all over.
And then I just have to touch your dick.
Yeah, that's it.
Give me the potion first.
And he starts unzipping his pants, and he drops his pants around his ankle.
Give me the potion first.
Describes head penis.
Lots of pubes?
At this penis, it looks like...
A mental note.
It looks like... an Amanita muscaria mushroom in a little field of a briar patch of bush.
I make a mental note because the last gnome dick that I made a mental note of came back in handy in episode 3.
It really did, actually.
Kevo, peering down. Where the fuck are you right now?
I'm just up on the catwalk.
Please re-listen to episode 3 when that came in handy.
Yeah, Kevo, looking down, you see a gnome with his penis exposed just kind of looking at Olivia holding out a little green vial. You have no idea what conversation has transpired.
I continue to watch for a few more seconds. See where this goes.
I am glad I'm not there to see this.
Gnome scooches up with a couple little tiny steps, and then you see him extend his crotch towards you. And he just kind of shifts his body, towards you.
Give me the potion first.
That's not how this works.
Oh, my God.
I'm not going to touch your dick unless you give me the potion first.
Okay, same time. Same time. And he holds it up to his body and goes, same time.
It's fair.
God damn it.
Is Kevin about to witness the fall of Livy's honor?
I'm like, okay. So I'm going to grab the potion, but at the same time, I lift up my leg and kind of like, kick him right in the balls. And then I like my hand positions to catch it when it falls, kind of thing.
Livy, with your little boot of spry springing, give a swift kick right to the exposed dick of this gnome. And as you do that, the gnome does not have enough speed to avoid it, and you kick him right in the dick. And he drops the little green vial onto the ground, and you send him. You didn't catch it. He
does it break? Does it break when it hits the ground? Tell me it breaks.
Hey.
It does not break.
Damn it.
The green vial survives lying on the ground, and he does a backflip from the force of your kick to his dick. Livy is 2 for 0 against dicks today.
So cruel to the penises. That's just not right.
The gnome does a backflip and he rides around in pain with his pants now completely off of his body from the force of Olivia's kick, writhing around on the ground. And you see other little vials and things he was carrying to help people with sicknesses and illnesses break and shatter all over the ground for Olivia's one vial.
You know what I think of when you say like he drops all these like vials and potions and he's a gnome? I think of that video game Golden Axe.
Yeah.
Where you kick the little gnomes and they drop the magics and the healths for you.
It's genius.
Just saying.
Livy, you now have access to the little green vial.
I grab the little green vial, I walk up to the little fucker.
Oh, like, shit.
Oh, did you need some recovery? Oh, just touch my dick. Oh.
Okay. And you see him reach out his finger towards your vagina.
I kick his finger.
All right.
Just let him touch your dick, all
with
right?
With an arm not long enough to get even to her knee, Olivia kicks his arm away when he's already in pain. And then Olivia flicks her hair.
Thanks for that added touch. That was lovely.
I yell
from... Well, he told me to touch his dick. I touched his dick.
I yell from the top and go, Olivia, stop fucking around and get up here!
As this is all happening, Kevo... You see from a distance, the shield barrier has some other thing happen to it, and you see it weaken, and the pulsating and flickering of the shield is now apparent as it appears as though a second statue was destroyed.
I just kind of make a general proclamation to everybody around, like, get your shit together, they're coming!
And as you say that, Skylar, you're up near the middle statue, and you have other guys just kind of standing sentinel trying to guard the last piece, and peering over the edge, you see underlings and other people and even a few trolls making their way through with minimal difficulty. Looks as though they're just burned a little bit, like maybe a quick little like a harsh suntan.
I look at Megalides and I say, there's traitors in your midst. You gotta find that gnome. There could be more. No one can be trusted.
It's hard to question Flizzard, but the woman crushed all of his pubic area.
That's not my fault. Your fucking brass knuckles are super powerful.
They are very
and that
powerful.
She's a thieving, you know, conniving woman. All right? If you were from Earth, you'd know that women can't be trusted.
Jesus, peering down. You see... all of these creatures making their way up, and they appear to be working their way into the moat and swimming over. But you see, being that it's 12 feet deep, no one's able to really make any effort getting up the wall. And you start to see them stabbing and poking at the drawbridge.
Are there any piranhas or alligators or anything treacherous in the moat?
Hammerhead sharks.
No, we do not have anything. Yeah, we have the shield barrier.
Okay, does magic go through the barrier?
No, it was not.
From the inside out, from the inside going out, does it work?
No, it's just blocking all magical entities going in or out. The only thing coming through is the organic materials.
You're fucking killing me, Smalls.
I'm sorry.
That's all you gotta say. So from the top, I'm looking down.
Yep.
Do I see people like below me, like
yep.
trying to climb? All right. I'm going to start to try and launch my tongue, my poison tongue down, and start and try and pick them off one by one. As much as I can.
Before you do that, you realize that your tongue goes about 20 feet, and this is a 50-foot wall.
All right. Would there be anybody large enough or climbing up the wall that I could see that would be in range? Like, I'm just...
Like, there's people and entities and trolls and creatures trying to do things, and you see a very large, probably 10-foot-tall troll get into the moat, and you see other creatures climbing on top of him, trying to use him as leverage to get up, but right. they're still not coming up very much at all. All
right, so I'm going to position myself in a way that, like, once I see, like, a big enough grouping of people that where I feel they're going to get high enough, then I'm going to be in a position to tongue strike. So...
All right, that could be a little bit, but you still see paladins around you firing arrows and hitting creatures here and there. You see a lot. There's probably about 100 of these entities, whatever, trolls, orcs, different people coming through, slightly inconvenienced by a harsh sunburn.
Right.
And
I'm sorry to go back to it, not to interrupt, but to interrupt you. Do I see a bow? Any like extra bows sitting around?
Yes, there's bows with all the arrows up on the catwalk. All
right.
There's little stations.
I'm going to grab one and toss it down to Olivia with like a handful of arrows or whatever.
All right. Throwing the bow down to you, Libby, you're able to catch it. And the arrows that he throw down to you, one of them plunges into your shoulder.
God fucking
I didn't like throw them.
I'm having a horrible day.
Okay, you drop it and an arrow's going to point straight down and you roll the fucking 5.
Son of a bitch. Hey, whatever, bro.
Son of a bitch.
Yeah, get it.
Livy, he did not...
Olivia!
He didn't throw them down with vicious force, so it hasn't plunged deep into your shoulder, but it hurts and you still haven't taken your
Just a little
drink.
Prick.
You have
Ow!
You still haven't drinking your health potion, so...
Fuck God, Kevin!
You've got an arrow pointing out of your shoulder.
Why don't you warn me? Why don't you ever warn me?
I don't have time. Bye.
Bye.
God. Skylar would fucking love this shit if he was here.
Yeah, Skylar, you witnessed the arrow plunging into her shoulder.
No, he didn't.
I just mental note and laugh to myself. Just in my head. Flizzard was last seen hunched over.
He's up on the catwalk where the first statue is just
not moving.
Lying there.
Possibly
who knows
dead.
If he's dead or just unconscious.
Don't know.
Nobody knows.
I turn one last time to Megaleides. Fuck, I have a hard time with that.
I
tell him, I say, well, how many paladins are there guarding the last statue with us?
There's 5 in a semicircle around the cylinder around the statue.
Okay.
And they're all pointing outwards in different directions, just trying to guard it.
So I turn to him one last time. I say, send 2 paladins, acquire Crandon. And then I crouch down and I sit down Indian style, not crisscross applesauce.
Gay.
Yeah. And I say, I'm going to try something. And I grab a hold of the spirit well.
Oh, shit, son. All right.
What are you going to do?
Skylar, grasping the spirit well with your one good arm, does...
I want to try to like activate it and see if anything happens with the nearby, all the people, because even though he said that magic doesn't go through the barrier originally, well, for one, there's Flizzard who could be dead. Maybe I could absorb some power. And then also he said that magic doesn't go through the barrier, but originally when we were fleeing on Smithy's wagon from Crandon's, it was somewhat trying to absorb Killiki Bortok, but it was also getting Kevin.
Yep.
But now that Kevin has a body, maybe not so much Kevin.
Was it trying to absorb Bortok? I thought Bortok was trying to suck it towards him.
He was.
Bortok had the ability to pull it toward however he was doing it.
Yeah, but it was also like it was like taking some of the black aura, like trying to like pull it towards it.
Yep.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Yep. So I'm just gonna try to activate it and see what could maybe possibly happen, and
what
then maybe
do you do to try and activate it.
I grab hold of one handle with my left hand, and then I kind of just like set my nub on the other handle and try to like will it. And maybe if it does activate, Megaleides will see that I'm not fucking full Kevo, of shit.
You see what you could compare a monkey funking a football with this Skylar doing this stuff, and nothing's happening.
I make a mental note that Skylar is stupid. fuck, I don't know. Okay, so I threw the bow.
That's fucked up, because I never had a problem activating it previously. But all right,
I don't think we ever figured it out.
No, that's fine. No, I'm just stating that that's fucked up. But okay, that's it.
All right. So at this point, how many people have gone through the shield and are now like within? I mean,
at this point, guesstimating at least 200 beings have come through the barrier wall.
All right. I guess at this point, I'm going to pick up. Can I use a bow and arrow, or am I too lizardy to use a bow and arrow?
No, you're good.
All right, I'm going to pick up a bow and arrow and try and start shooting arrows down at people.
All right, okay, well, we're just going to rain fire down on bitches. Livy, you still have your little green vial of health. You're bleeding out of your shoulder, and you're sore all over.
Fucking the shit. I'm like, you know what? I just feel like this day can't get any worse. I drink the vial.
All right. Livy, as you drink the vial, you start to feel weirdness all through your body, and you feel tickles along your skin. And as you look down at the gnome still writhing around in pain, you see a smirk come over the little gnome who looks up at you. And looking down at your hand, you start to see little green scales appearing on the back of your hand. And they start to work their way up your forearm, and they're starting to take over the skin of your body, and you look down at the gnome who starts
I'm so around. I would have given you the battle run if you just touched my dick.
I did touch your dick, just not in the way you wanted.
Yeah, pretty much.
Oh, you're such a fucking little piece of shit. I'm gonna fucking kill you.
And in your anger, Livy, you start to feel your jaw snapping and unhinging, and you feel your face elongating forward, and you feel it shifting all about your bones and your face. And Kevo, looking down, you see Livy morphing into a lizard person, not unlike yourself.
Lizard person or dragon person more?
You couldn't really tell. She looks a lot like the fucking thief guy who turned into a lizard in front of all of you guys.
That she murdered in cold blood.
I wasn't there to see her murder that guy in cold blood, so I recall my mental note of how she murdered that one guy one time.
Yeah, that's fair. Kevin appears to watch karma unfold.
Yeah. Seeing a female lizard person, I get an erection.
All
right,
fair.
No, I'm just...
Kevin gets a rock hard
erection.
Said
it. You can't take it back now. It's on tape.
Livy has now morphed into a lizard person.
I don't know. I'm going to have to let her figure this one out on her own.
Livy, you feel a fork tongue fall out of your mouth.
What the fuck? What did you do to me?
I don't know. Guess I should have touched somebody's dick.
And he pulls up his pants and then runs away. Livy Lizard is now a thing. How long will her curse last? Is the Horde going to destroy the League of Wizards? We will find out next time with our friends. Tune in next time. Alright, so as many of you are aware, the world's on fucking lockdown, and recording episodes is especially hard right now, but I'm trying to figure some things out, such as a Princess Andrea side adventure I have planned for your next week release. See what happened to little old Andrea when she left the crew. I'm also still working on an interactive map of Skuldar, so all you ultra nerdy nerds can enjoy that. I'm putting together a second animation, adapting another scene from the series. If you haven't had a chance yet, go check out the first animation. It's up on YouTube right now. Just head over to the Third Branch channel and rate, comment, and subscribe. More than that, if you can share it to your Facebook, Twitter, or other social media, it is appreciated. Just trying to get more ears on the podcast, mofos. Lastly, you can still find me on Twitter, at Mitch Stockton, or thethirdbrand.com, or thethirdbrand on Facebook. You can also find the crew at The Real Skyman, at Kevo Modesto and at SoOlive525. You can send them messages, tweets, or strike up a conversation with everybody. Until next time, for Skylar Robertson, Olivia Ogilvy, and Kevo Modesto, I am Mitch Stockton, and may your journey be so magical.
My eye! Oh! How could you do that? Oh,
why did you do that to my eye?
Ah, my eye! Yes, my eye!
Yes!
I can't even do it.
Motherfucker!
Are we taping this?
We just did this every week for fun. I thought it was just for funsies, and the microphones were just for show, just to make us feel good.